So the epistle for Passion Sunday is taken from Hebrews chapter 9. Brethren, Christ being come a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and of oxen and the ashes of a heifer being sprinkled sanctify such are defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who by the Holy Ghost offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And therefore he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of his death, for the redemption of those transgressions which were under the former testament, they that are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 8. At that time, Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, "Which of you shall convince me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that it is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "Do not we say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever." The Jews therefore said, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets that are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I glory myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you a liar. But I do know him and do keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews therefore said to him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am." They took up stones therefore to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned to you, we have been preparing and praying our rosaries and our sacrifices to make this offering to the Blessed Virgin Mary for the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart. And so Father Rostan thought that it would be also good for us to consecrate the United States District to the Immaculate Heart also. And that is what we have been preparing for with the novena that we have been saying the past 9 days, trying to prepare our soul for this chance for many graces. Because if we think about Our Lady of Fatima, when she had asked for this consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, she had said to Sister Lucia that she was the devotion that her son has asked for in these end times, that she was to be the means for us, the refuge that we take. She specifically said that to Sister Lucia when she had told her and mentioned to her that she would have to stay here on earth for many years, even though Francisco and Jacinta would be taken. That she told her that she would not leave her alone. Because she even asked her the question after, when Sister Lucia asked, she said, "Can you take us to heaven?" Our Lady answered her and said, "Well, I will take Francisco and Jacinta soon, but not you." And so at that point, for Lucia, one of the seers of Our Lady of Fatima, she was sorrowful. She was saddened by that. But then Our Lady specifically said to her that you will not be alone. I will be your refuge. And so that was in 1917. And so now we have all these years later. And our Lord Jesus Christ has said that he wants the devotion to his mother, to her Immaculate Heart. That he wants this devotion. And again, it will be a refuge for us. It will be the means to help us to save our soul. And so that is why then the society, we've been promoting that, we've been preaching about it, encouraging this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because it is a request of heaven. And so therefore, for us to try to fulfill that and to live up to that, it requires something from us. And that is why it is good to see that some are preparing to make their own consecration to Our Lady. I mean, granted, as this, it is great. We're able to do it as a parish, preparing 9 days for this, to receive the graces from that. And so therefore, yes, as a parish, we're able to do this. And there will be many graces for the parish because of that. There will be many graces for the United States District because of that. But I think also from that, when individually we're able to try to make this consecration too, it shows how much more convinced we are of the need of devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And why? Because we are making that attempt on our own. As I say, as a parish, well, we kind of do it all as a parish. So there is not that impulse of your own soul wanting this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. As I say, it is a great grace for us to be able to do this today, don't get me wrong. But the more that we show that we want this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the more graces will we receive. Especially since our Lord has specifically said that she will be the refuge in the end times. And how many saints have said, those that are truly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary will not be lost. And how strange that must sound when we see that Our Lady of Fatima specifically, she showed the children the vision of hell, of how many souls are going there. And she gave the analogy of, it is like when snow falls, the snowflakes, that is how many souls are falling into hell. That is a reality for us. But yet, on the same thing, we can say that those that are truly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary will not be lost. Because she is a good mother. She's a good mother who looks after her children. And the devotion can come in many different forms. The consecration of St. Louis de Montfort that we're doing on Thursday. I've spoken to the men on the Day of Recollection about the consecration of St. Maximilian Kolbe, which builds on St. Louis de Montfort's. And how does it build on it? Because St. Louis de Montfort is for the individual soul, of your soul consecrating itself to the Blessed Virgin Mary, of giving over everything to her. But then St. Maximilian Kolbe, he took that as a basis for his consecration. Because what he wanted to do also from that was to convert souls. And that is something that we must try to do. Just from the fact of what Our Lady had said, so many souls are going to hell because they have no one to sacrifice for them. They have no one to do penance for them. And granted, maybe we're worried about our own soul, that we think that the penances, the sacrifices we must do, we have to put to ourselves, yes, we have to worry about our own soul too. But that is something that as a Catholic we must try to understand. We must be apostles. We must lead by example. We must lead by our words and by our life. And by consecrating ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We are placing ourselves under her protection, under her maternal watch. And that is why I would encourage all of us to consider that. Yes, we're making the consecration as a parish today, but then to start looking at your own soul, of preparing it for the consecration to Our Lady, whether St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, or even both, because as I say, they are different. One works for the soul itself, the individual soul, and the other is to try to convert others through your example, through your prayers, through your sacrifices. It is a necessity for us. As many of the spiritual authors have said, and I would say the same thing, if you want to save your soul, you must be devoted to Our Lady. If you truly want to save your soul, you must have this devotion. What son would not want his mother honored? And it is no different for our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants this devotion to his mother. That is why he specifically said that to Sister Lucia back in 1917. And have we heeded that? No. That is why we're trying to make up for lost time by offering these 12 million rosaries, by offering our sacrifices for that devotion. But look how many years late we are, and how sad that is, and how many souls will have to answer for that before the judgment seat of our Lord. Why did you not heed the words of my mother? God forbid we hear that for ourselves. And so therefore, when we see this consecration that the U.S. district is making, it is because we want to place ourselves under the patronage of Our Lady. But then I would say individually, we also have to look into that. There's a need to devote ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. If we want to save our soul. And that is why St. Louis de Montfort, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Maximilian Kolbe, that is why they promoted this devotion to Our Lady. St. Louis de Montfort had said, if you want to get to our Lord, you must go through his mother. To Jesus through Mary. That was his model that he had. And so for us, we must try to put that into practice. We must have this devotion to Our Lady. Praying the rosary, wearing the brown scapular, wearing the miraculous medal. These are sacramentals that the Church gives to us to help us to save our soul. And in a way, how sad it is for us that we don't even take advantage of these things. How sad it is for us if we think that just by coming to Mass on Sunday, we've saved our soul and that's it. That's all we have to do. There's much more to it. There's a daily life that we must lead. And by having devotion to Our Lady, by trying to do these things, we will have this daily life of being pleasing to God. And so, if we have not consecrated ourselves to Our Lady, if we do not utilize the sacramentals and devotion to Our Lady, it is time now. Ask for the graces when we make this consecration to Our Lady. When you look at the words of the prayer of the consecration, we are placing ourselves under Our Lady. She is the Mother of God. She was chosen by heaven to be the Mother of God. And so if our Lord has asked for that, why have we not done it? You know, why have we not taken the time to do it? You would think that we would try to put all our efforts into saving our soul, doing all that we can. But if we say that we're too busy for it, good luck. good luck because the only thing that we're required for in this life is to save our soul. And so therefore, we must try to put all our efforts into that. And to say that we don't have the time for it is an excuse. So as I say, pray during this consecration that we make during in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Ask for the graces to help you to save your soul, to take advantage of what the Church has to offer. The Church gives us so much, and yet sometimes we accept so little. So at the very least, we should listen to the words and the advice of our Lord Jesus Christ. He told Sister Lucia, I want you to start devotion to the Immaculate Heart. And Our Lady had said, I will be your refuge. I will not forsake you. She will not forsake our souls if we are devoted to her. If we show this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So as I say, maybe take the time before benediction, come a bit earlier. Here I am again harping on coming early for things. Lo and behold, what do you think? Come a bit earlier and watch the consecrations of souls that are making themselves to Our Lady through St. Louis de Montfort. They prepared themselves for 33 days to do so. As I told you with the liturgy, it is the same thing. The more that there is a preparation, the greater graces are there. So them taking the time to prepare their souls 33 days in order to make this consecration shows there are many graces attached to it. So I say, come earlier and see that. See them say the prayer and see what the prayer says. That you're giving of yourself completely to Our Lady. And how much more pleasing will our Lord be when he accepts it from his mother? It is basically like we take all of our things, all of our prayers, all of our sacrifices, we hand it to Our Lady and say, give this to your son. Instead of it being turned in a brown paper bag, it's now on a golden plate. A small analogy for you. To help us to understand what does it mean? And what does it mean to our Lord when he's accepting it from his mother? Don't forget, our Lord's first miracle was at the behest of his mother. Even though he told her, it is not my time, he still did it. Because his mother said it. So take that time and watch. Watch and pray and think. Is this something that I should do? I would say yes. But hopefully your conscience will tell you the same thing. And then I will be giving you more information about the consecration of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And trust me, with these consecrations, it is not like it's extra work. It is not something that, oh great, here's something else I have to do. It's not that way. Maybe to say a short prayer each morning. It's offering your day to Our Lady. And so I will give you more information about St. Louis de Montfort and then also St. Maximilian Kolbe. Because we need to convert the world. And if we have souls that are willing to do that by their example, by their speech, by their works that they do, there will be a difference in the world. So as I say, pray for these graces and pray especially during this consecration. That we truly give all of our actions, all of our sacrifices through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because those that are truly devoted to Our Lady will not be lost. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.